that rocks.
Here we go!
Yahoo! All righty, good morning. It's 7:40. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Looking for a room to grow with a company that cares about you, cares about your family, has awesome benefits, great starting pay. Check out special-lite.com and start that new career right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, actually, and if people don't know, it's February 1st. We made it through January. It kicks off National Canned Food Month. So your topic for today.
It's kind of weird.
What's your favorite canned food item? All right. That slop in a can. You love it. It's in there. Right. Lasts for, 25 years. Doesn't matter. I'm a big fan of canned food, obviously. There's a lot of great stuff out there. What's nice is
you like all the weird stuff.
Right? I do. And we'll dive into that here. But sometimes you don't want to work that hard. You just want to crack open a can,
pop a can.
Yeah. Throw it in the microwave. You're done with it.
Ready to go.
So do you want me to start? I have two, Hunter. One that I will really sing praises for, and the other one that's just always a go-to and I'll never be disappointed. So my two favorite canned food items, number one I'll mention is SpaghettiOs. Obviously, great value brand SpaghettiOs. I can eat those cold. I can eat them in the morning. I can eat them in the middle of the night.
What are you like? What are you for? For God's sake.
I'll take it. All right, man.
Give me a Chef Boyardee special.
Chef Boyardee, that's way too expensive, man. You got to get the great.
You know, you get the Chef Boyardee.
The great value brand Pasta-O's, I think is what it is. Pasta-O's or whatever. It's fantastic. All right.
Do you get them with meatballs?
No, I don't go that far into it.
Don't trust the meatballs.
No, not really, which you'll laugh when I say my other one. But no, usually just straight SpaghettiOs in a can. Fantastic. All right. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Never go wrong with that. But my most favorite canned food ever is corned beef and hash.
Oh, I didn't think about that one. That's a good one.
You can get a 14-ounce can of corned beef and hash, a great value brand. For $1.98, it's fantastic. There's nothing in there that is healthy for you. Not a single thing.
Corned beef hash is kind of expensive when you go out and try to get it.
Oh, for sure. Because it's a fantastic meal. It's a fancy meal. You got that
really
corned beef.
Good.
You got that corned beef in there, man. That's what jacks the price
up. My wife looked at it one time. She's like, oh, my God. Yeah. What is that?
Oh, it's so good.
I'm like, try it. Just try it. And she tried it. She's like,
oh. Dude, you throw some eggs in there, some hot sauce and cheese. Ugh. Son of a bitch. But I will tell you, though, back to my original statement about how there's nothing healthy for you. In a container, a 14-ounce container of the great value corned beef and hash, 640 calories.
Damn.
And, dude, 71% of your daily value of sodium in that thing.
Wow.
But that's also why it lasts for 18 years in the can. You can, dude, pending the upcoming apocalypse, I'm going to be set because I have shelves full of corned beef and hash that I don't think ever goes bad.
You'd be burping up corned beef hash for the rest of your life.
Because there's 630 milligrams of sodium in a single can. Oh, my God. Oh, I love it.
Fingers
though.
Are swollen.
I will never. Like camping, I always take corned beef and hash. Whenever I'm traveling, I take corned beef and hash just because it's the perfect thing. Fills you up real good. Couple of eggs mixed with it. Set to go, man. Set to go.
It's a good answer, man. Thank I like
you.
That one.
Thank you.
I'm trying to bend rules. I'm always trying to bend rules with mine. Now, the contents in mine, can you mix it with something else to make a delicious meal?
I'll allow it. Well, let's see.
Sloppy Joe mix.
I'll allow it. Absolutely.
Sloppy sure. Joe mix. Sure. It's got to be one of the best things from a can.
From a can, sloppy canned
Joe's,
food.
Sloppy
yeah,
Joe.
Sure. Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe. Yeah.
God, Sloppy Joe's are good, man.
I don't think I've ever been, even if you were to give me the flattest bunned Sloppy Joe that you could tell has been probably sitting under a heat lamp or whatever.
So good.
Still fantastic. Still fantastic.
This way, we never think about it. You never think about Sloppy Joe's until like, hey, we made Sloppy Joe's. Yes.
See, the key is with Sloppy Joe's, the key is you need to just always have two or three cans of Sloppy Joe mix in your pantry. Always. Mm-hmm. Because when that hang, because we all have beef. We all got the ground beef in our freezer. That's it. We all do. It's just in there. Unless you're one of those weird vegans. But when the hankering hits you and you don't have that can of Sloppy Joe mix, well, it's ruined. It's ruined. And you're going to be so upset. So, yeah. I'll allow
second
it,
answer, okay. Second answer, yeah. You're not going to agree with, and I don't think anybody else is going to agree. Maybe a few of you out there. maybe a Southern folk out there. You know what I'm going to say?
No, I don't. What?
Boiled peanuts. I love them. They're fantastic. They come in a can. If you haven't tried them, you should. And you're not going to like them, I guarantee you. But some people do. I'm one of them.
You know what? You started
off boiled peanuts, dude.
You started off strong with the sloppy Joe, and I was pulling
for you.
Just
a mushy peanut. Oh, it's good.
Gross.
A salty mushy peanut. Mm-mm.
Here, I rolled this peanut around in my mouth for a while. You want it? Yeah, that sounds great. That's what you're eating. Yeah, I softened it up.
It's a weird thing. It comes in a can.
What are you taking your dentures out and gumming your peanuts?
Mm. I don't know. Maybe, dude. You know, but they're good. I don't know what it is about.
You know what? You're giving me crap for my sardines and my other. And you're sitting there eating boiled peanuts out of a can.
I'll give you one. But you know what? Boiled peanuts are good. I don't care what you say.
You're sick. Good God. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. National Canned Food Month. What's your favorite canned food item? We got some great answers on Facebook. We'll get yours. We come back. Stick around. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
What's happening?
Your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. National Canned Food Month here, kicking off for February. What's your
big day?
Big day. Big month. What's your favorite canned food item? All right, it's in a can. Probably a lot of salt in there. Let's take some phone calls here. What is your favorite canned food item? WIRX, hello.
Hello. As a bachelor, I lived off Denny Moore beef stew.
Ooh. Oh, God. There's another one you can barely get your ring off when you eat that stuff, man. There's a lot of sodium in that one.
And don't forget, as bachelor cooking, you open the top of the can, then you lower the can into the pan of water so you're not even dirtying the pan.
I love it.
Yeah, but along with that, the sidebar, do you remember what a bachelor salad is?
No.
That's when you grab a head of lettuce, you lean over the sink, and you have a bottle of salad dressing in the other hand, and you eat it like an apple.
Remind me never to come to your house for dinner, all right?
Hey, that was when I was a bachelor. I've been married for 22 years.
Oh, okay, you're eating better now. Good. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, man.
Damn,
bye.
Son.
Bye.
I give squirting the head of lettuce with dressing, huh?
I give that guy credit. At least as a bachelor, he was still eating his salads. You know me, I don't think I ever did. It was If it wasn't processed or in a can, I don't think I ate it.
Got to be inventive, you know?
Yeah. Let's take another phone call. What's your favorite canned food item? WIRX, hello.
Hey, I got two of them for you.
Go for it.
One of them, Wolf Brand Chili.
That's a gut bomb in a can, but good answer. I like it.
See, I get that because I make a homemade chili mac.
Oh, very nice.
Can't go wrong with it. The second one is yours, the corned beef hash.
Oh, dude, it's so
can't
good,
go
right?
Wrong with that stuff.
No, ever. All right, man. I got indigestion just hearing yours, but good answers.
Hey, it sounds like a good Saturday night, right?
Damn right. All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
Later. You know what's nice, too, is when the wife is gone, that's when I really get to enjoy. Like, I will just stock up on canned foods that I don't usually have otherwise.
I was just going to bring that up. Yeah. You know what my problem is I always do that store trip where I'm like, oh, I'm just going to get a bunch of canned food. We're going to put it in the basement in case something happens. You know, we're going to have some food.
Yeah.
You know, some food in case we got to get trapped in the basement for a while. I end up eating all the canned stuff.
You do. Yeah, it doesn't. One, because it's easy. When you think like, oh, I could make a nice steak or a nice like pot roast, and then you're like, or I could just take this can, dump it into a bowl, and have food in 2.5 minutes.
It's like I got to lock myself away from that stuff, you know?
Save it for the apocalypse, Hunter. We got some great answers on Facebook. SpaghettiOs was a big answer. Matt said SpaghettiOs with hot dogs in it. There you go. Mm-hmm. If you do canned hot dogs, if you do like the Lenny's little sausages, oh, my God, that'll get you.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think the last time I ate SpaghettiOs, it was like 6.
Dude, you got to do it now, man. It's even better as an adult.
Is it?
Because here's the thing. As a kid, it was a treat, all right? You know what I mean? Like, your SpaghettiOs, that was it. Now, as an adult, you can have it every single day.
The thing, as an adult, though, I feel like I could eat, like, 10 cans of that stuff.
You could probably put down a little bit more. It's more filling than you think.
Is it?
Go get some SpaghettiOs today after this, all right? Just go. And get the dented cans.
It's cheaper, right?
Yeah, it's cheaper. It's
they
cheaper.
Still have the ones with the alphabet?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I don't think you can buy the off-brand of those. You got to buy the name brand SpaghettiOs, alphabet ones, but yeah. Let's see. Blake said Campbell's Chunky Soups, the grilled chicken and sausage gumbo, and the cheddar broccoli potato are some of the best. That sounds good.
I like the clam chowder.
The red or the white?
never remember that.
Canned soups are hard to beat, especially on like a winter day. And they are getting a lot better. Like, you can still go to the basic, you know, chicken noodle or whatever, the chicken and stars. But now there are. Here's the problem, though. It's like $4 a can for some of these big cans of soup.
No kidding.
It's crazy.
You got to get them on sale.
Yeah.
Not as good as mom's soup, of course, but.
No, of course not. Your mom makes great soup. Tamara said, thank you, brand of chocolate pudding. Ooh, I don't know about chocolate pudding in a can. I don't know about that. I'll eat it out of
that
the.
That was a thing.
Out of the plastic pot. Yes, for sure. But chocolate pudding in a can. I don't know about that.
Something like the military would make or something.
Eat your slop. Let's see.
Sea rations.
Billy said fruit cocktail. Robert said beefaroni. Bruce said armored canned roast beef from Brazil. Nice. That's a good one. Oh, dude, all these things. Like, I can feel myself swelling up just reading this stuff. This is
unbelievable. Sir Strumming. Has anybody ever tried Sir Strumming?
No, that's the one we need to do yet. That's the one we need to do.
Brock said he would try Sir Strumming.
Yeah, I'll do it. Absolutely.
If you know what that is, it's a herring fish. That, like, you can't even get it anymore because they won't ship it on a plane because one exploded on a plane and almost took the plane down.
Yeah, it's like the stinkiest food you get. Like, one of the stinkiest foods you can
ever
get. Yeah. I'll do it. I'll eat it. I might throw up while I'm doing it, but I'll do it. You can say it's one of those things. You
can get it off of eBay, but dude, it's like $50 a can. It's not worth ridiculous.
I just have to go someplace where you can get it. Just what is it, like Sweden? It's real popular or something like that.
I don't think you can get it anywhere. I think they just keep it in the can.
Just eat it, or just open up a can of sardines, let those sit for a while in the hot sun, and get the same thing. Get the same thing. Sardines are on my list as well. Sardines, herring. All that good stuff.
It's weird.
All that good stuff. Just eat it. Try it, you pansy. No. It's good for you. Puts
hair
on your chest.
Dead fish that they put in a can.
Put hair in your chest, all right? Come on, pansy. All right, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.